The taxi industry in Indianapolis works under strict regulations, more strict than those levied on transportation network companies such as Uber and Lyft. City County Councilor Vop Ossoli wants to relax some, if not most, of those regulations. And WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with the president of the council to ask him about those concerns and the work of the city's Taxi Reform Study Commission.
The mission of the commission was to look at our current policies and our procedures related to, you know, to the taxi industry, and to look at, you know, economic, community, and public safety impacts of reform here in the city, and see if we had, you know, if we potentially were overburdening them with some of our older regulations. And some of our regulations are 15, 20 years old and have not been adapted to our current technologies and our current sorts of expectations.
What are some of the examples of what the commission hopes to accomplish?
One example may be that taxi cab companies are required to have a physical structure that is occupied 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We find that doesn't work in a competitive environment with a company that, like a transportation network company, that doesn't require any physical structure. In fact, all it requires is an ability to communicate with a potential passenger through an app. Another example would be the number of taxis that are required to have a taxi company. Currently, that number is 20. And that would be burdensome for individuals or entities that want to enter into the market. That's a heavy lift to have to come into a market with 20 vehicles already. It's that sort of thing. How do we modify that in a way that works with, you know, where we are in the 21st century and with what the competition is, and still keeping an eye on public safety and, you know, the well-being of our passengers and visitors?
Have they had input into talking to commission members on some of the things that they like to see addressed and maybe have some things brought to the forefront?
Absolutely. We've gone through 4 meetings with the commission and have learned a great deal. Things that they have seen as unfair, or I should say unduly burdensome, that hamper their flexibility and their ability to work with the market, you know, in its current form.
Are they able to keep up? Are they concerned that they could go out of business?
Oh, sure. And we've lost a number of our taxis and a couple of our businesses. And we want to make sure that it's still a viable business here in Marion County.
Do you have any timeline as far as regulations, any changes are concerned?
I would anticipate that by the beginning of next year, if not sooner, but by the beginning of next year, we would have worked through modifications with Business and Neighborhood Services, you know, the Department of Business and Neighborhood Services, with the administration, you know, with the full council. One of our objectives is for the recommendations to come out of the commission and come back to the council for review, discussion. And during that time, we'll be bringing in other agencies involved with the city to make sure that we're all on the same page. So examples might be the convention center, the airport authority. We want to make sure that whatever we are encouraging and suggesting, that they can wrap their arms around those changes and be comfortable with them and support them.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's City County Council President Vop Ossoli speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.